It's time for your weekly dose of nostalgia with the 80s and 90s Uncensored. I am Milo Denison.
And I'm Jamie Fenderson. And today we're going to talk about Cheers versus Night Court.
Probably two of the best sitcoms of all time, if not certainly the 80s, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree. And they're definitely worth kind of comparing because they're similar in a lot of ways. So they both came on, I think it was Thursday nights.
Yep.
So Thursday night was a real treat because you had Family Ties, you had Cheers, and you had Night Court. Thursday night was a great night for TV back in the 80s and early 90s.
Cosby Show at one point was on Thursday night as well.
Yeah, Thursday nights. And, you know, normally Thursdays are kind of lame, right? It's not the middle of the week, but it's not the end of the week. But at least you had that to look forward to.
Yeah.
And they're both interesting because there were a lot of family shows back in the day, like the
Family Ties and the Cosby Show.
Yeah. And so most sitcoms were like these family kind of shows that revolved around some parents and the kids, and then the set was their living room. But these shows were interesting because Cheers took place in a bar. So you had all the people, the wacky people who worked there, and then the wacky people who kind of frequented the bar. And you could have different kind of guests and stuff because it was a bar instead of just someone's house. So you might have had the wacky neighbor in a family one, but you couldn't just have weird people showing up all the time. And the same with Night Court, too, is there is a Night Court in New York, I think. Did you know that?
I didn't know that. I mean, so, I guess it makes sense, but it's kind of weird.
It is kind of weird. So I guess it's kind of a tourist attraction because it goes from like 5 p.m. to 1 a.m. and they kind of just shuffle through. So Night Court is interesting because you have this wacky cast of this ensemble cast of characters, just like Cheers does. But you have all these people coming in for weird cases like prostitutes or hillbillies or whatever. You have all these weird people coming in to see the judge. So I think the only difference is maybe Night Court was just straight up jokes. It really didn't even have much of a plot each episode, whereas Cheers maybe had a little more drama and they had a story each time. But otherwise, they're very similar. So I think they're worthy taking a look at together.
Yeah. I mean, both around the same time, even had some people on shows that cross-guested on the other ones, like Harry Anderson was actually in 6 episodes of Cheers at the beginning as Harry the Hat Geddes before he got the job on Night Court of the judge of Harry. Apparently, yeah. He likes to play characters named Harry.
Yeah. So, yeah, they had a little bit of crossover action. But well, the thing about these shows, too, is they were actually funny. So, like a lot of those family sitcoms, I don't know, like a Full House. I like it because of this for nostalgia sake. And I also like kind of wish I had a family like that, you know, but it's not very funny. And you have the sitcom, you know, the laugh tracks that basically tell you laugh now, ha ha ha, but it's not funny. But these shows were actually funny, dude. They're well written.
Yeah. That's why they added the filmed before live studio audience at the intro to Cheers. Because at first they got complaints from people watching the show saying that their laugh track was too loud. And they had to actually add that, basically saying, no, it's an actual live audience that's laughing.
Yeah, but they didn't need a laugh track because it was pretty funny. The writers of the show, I love the characters because they're so wacky, but I think the writers really deserve a lot of credit for just writing some funny stuff.
Oh, yeah. Great. Well, do you want to go first with Night Court and then I'll do Cheers?
Yeah, sure. So Night Court aired from 1984 to 1992. So it's a sitcom. It stars Harry Anderson as Judge Harry Stone, who's a wacky magician, and he loves Mel Torme. You have John Larroquette as the sleazy guy. He's a sleazy lawyer. He's always looking for tail. And John Larroquette actually won best like supporting actor in a comedic show 4 years in a row. And then he said, please don't nominate me anymore because I'm tired of winning. Can you believe that?
He's like, come on, give
Chandler.
somebody else a chance.
Yeah, Chandler O'Kent's a badass, right? It stars our buddy Richard Mall. Did you know his name is his name is Bull? So he's this really big bailiff, but he's big and intimidating, but he's got a kind heart. But did you know what his name is on the show? His full name, Bull's full name
No,
is?
I don't remember.
It's his complete name, Bull's complete name is Aristotle Nostradamus Shannon. Did you know that?
I did not know that. I knew they called him Bull and Bull Shannon, but no, I did not get the rest of it.
And it also stars the beautiful Markie Post. And it stars, but did you know another thing about Bull? You know, he's known for his bald look. It wasn't originally supposed to be that way, but Richard Mall was doing a show, a movie, this really weird, cheesy sci-fi movie called Metal Storm, The Destruction of Jared Sin. And he shaved his head for that role, but they liked it, so they kept it.
Oh, that must have sucked for him. He'm like, man, stuck with this stinking bald head all the time.
But it's a very iconic look, right?
Yeah.
Bull Shannon can't be Bull Shannon without that. But Richard Mall also has an IQ of 181. Did you know
Oh,
that?
wow. No,
So
naturally very smart.
he plays kind of this dumb, kind of dullard, but he's actually kind of a genius. So it follows the exploits of the judge and the wacky clerks, and they have night court, so they have all these weird people come in and they go to court. They see the judge, and it's basically all jokes. The whole thing is a big joke show. It was very popular. It was nominated for 32 Emmys and won 8 of them, including a bunch for John Larroquette. So it ran until 19 from 1984 to 1992, and they were gonna go another season. They were going to pay him more to go a bunch of season more seasons, just like Cheers, but I think it didn't work out because it was going to go into syndication or something. But it ran for 9 years, so you know you have a good show if it's running that long.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I just love this show because it, like I said, it's very different from other sitcoms at the time, because who would make a sitcom about Night Court? Like, it's kind of weird if you think about it, but it works. Because you have this wacky judge and this kind of manhole lawyer and these bailiffs and clerks, and they just get into these wacky situations with these wacky characters, and it's well written and it's funny. So I dig it, and I think it deserved all the Emmys that it won.
Yeah, the thing about it, same with Cheers. I mean, both these shows, they're sitcoms, but they're sitcoms for adults.
Yeah, that's right.
Like most sitcoms are family oriented, usually has a family in it or something like that. But these are like, that's why they were on at like 9 and 9:30, right? Put the kids to bed and sit up and watch some like good, funny adult shows, you know?
Yeah,
Like,
that's right.
yeah.
And it even happened in kind of adult places like a bar,
Yeah.
adults hang out there, night court. Usually, pretty much only adults are going to court in New York
Yeah.
City at night, right?
Yeah. And what was fun about Night Court too is like if you watch it now, you'll recognize so many people that just did the one-off episodes where they were one of the plaintiff, you know, one of the defendants on Night Court. And it's like
Yeah.
my client, da 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 da. And you're like, oh, that's so and so from such and such show that
Yeah.
now is super famous. And it's
It's
kind of cool in a
Brent
way.
Spiner from Star
Yeah,
Trek: The Next
totally.
Generation playing a hillbilly guy. He
Yep,
actually
exactly.
kind of had a recurring one. Yeah.
Yeah, that kind of stuff. All right. Well, Cheers ran a bit longer than Night Court. It ran from 1982 to 1993 over 275 episodes. And the reason why it ended after 11 seasons is mostly Ted Danson. I mean, they probably could have ran it a bit longer, but he's like, dude, I can't keep playing this character anymore. You know, like this show's been going on forever. One of the great things about Cheers, too, is the iconic theme song. It is, you soon as you hear that theme song, you know what show it's from. You start singing along, and it's probably in the top five, if not top three or two, best TV show theme songs of all time. It's fantastic. It's got the picture showing, and each one kind of represents the person that's name on the screen. And here's an interesting thing about that. So the first seasons with Shelley Long and Ted Danson, you'll notice that both of their names are on the first credit, and Ted Danson's is in the lower left, and Shelley Long's is in the upper right because they were equal. They didn't want to like have one be like the lead and second, and so they kind of that was part of the debate. So that way, that's why his is on the bottom, but on the left, and hers is on the top, but on the right, to make it a bit more equal that way. And another interesting fact is John Ratzenberger, who played Cliff Clavin, the Bar Know-It-All. His name wasn't in the credits the first season. He actually wasn't supposed to be a character on the show. He auditioned for the role of Norm that went to George Wendt perfectly. And during the audition, he was like, "Do you have a Bar Know-It-All?" And they're like, "Well, no." And they're like, "Yeah, every Boston bar has a Bar Know-It-All." And a lot of the stuff later on, once they got used to him playing the character, the writers would let him come up with a lot of the stuff that his character came up with on the show. And I think that's one of the reasons why this show lasted so long, is you have the rotating characters. You've got the consistent ones, right? You've got Ted Danson, Rhea Perlman, and George Wendt, who were the only actors to appear in every episode of the series. Ratzenberger, he appears in all but two. But you had the Shelley Long years, and then when she left the show, Christy Alley comes on in season six, and it kind of changes the dynamic of the show. So it's not so much the Sam and Diane show anymore, which is kind of what it was, and it kind of turns into a more of an interesting show where it's not just about their relationship, it's about everybody in the bar. And then, of course, they added Woody Harrelson after Nicholas Colasanto died, who played Coach in the first few seasons. And a lot of people really liked Woody Harrelson, of course, which it was a complete coincidence that they named the character Woody. It was already named Woody. He just happened to be also named Woody. And yeah, Nick Alessento, who unfortunately died during the filming of the show, he would do things like he would forget his lines. And so, like, all over the bar, there would be like little scribbles on napkins and on the bar counter to remind him of his lines. And he actually wrote one that says, "It's as if he's still with us now on the wall near the entrance." And then after he passed away, they actually left that on there in honor of him. And
All right.
actors would actually kind of give it a little touch on the first day of shooting and stuff. So Rhea Perlman, of course, plays the amazing Carla, who is almost always pregnant on the show.
Yeah.
The character Phil, who was one of the background characters who actually had occasional line, that was her father.
Oh.
And George Wendt's wife, Vera, who they always talk about, they did an episode where George Wendt's wife actually was on the phone. They used her voice, and that was actually George Wendt's real wife doing that voice. And then Kelsey Grammer came on in season threes and four as kind of a reoccurring character, but he wasn't supposed to be a Razor regular, but they liked him so much they brought him on. And then obviously they did Frasier after that. Bebe Neuwirth as Lilith, same thing. Kind of a one-off, but they liked her. They brought her on. Reoccurring characters. You had like the guy that played Nick, Dan Heyday, and they actually did a spin-off show called The Tortellis that followed Nick and his wife, but the show did terrible. It basically got canceled after 13 episodes. Harry Anderson, who we mentioned, celebrity guests, Christopher Lloyd, Alex Trebek, Arsenio Hall, Robert Urich, Kate Mulgrew, Tom Skerritt, Tom Berenger, Michael Richards, John Cleese, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Basically name everybody that was a character on there. And on the ratings, they actually started off very lowly rated. There were 77 out of 100 on the ratings. They were basically at the end. But NBC's entertainment division chief, Brandon Tartikoff, liked the show and kind of made sure that it was going to stay on. And it actually ended up basically going from bottom rung show to a top rung show. Its kind of claim to fame is that it's the only sitcom in history to place first and last in the ratings during its run.
Yeah.
They have a record 111 primetime Emmy nominations with 28 wins, 31 Golden Globe nominations with 6 wins. So yeah, just crap tons of awards. Yeah, that's Cheers. I love that show. I'm kind of almost forcing my wife to watch it with me, because like she'd never seen it, and I'm like, you need to watch the show. And so we've been watching it, and I don't think she appreciates it as much as she should. She's like, oh, well, it's all men and it's in a bar. And I'm like, yeah, but you've got like strong female characters. And she's like, yeah, but it's like Carla and that's it. And I'm like, well, no, you had Diane, and then you have, Christy Alley's character. So I think her problem was that she didn't watch it during its prime,
Yeah.
and she's looking at it with modern eyes, but I still love it. And I don't care if she doesn't like it, she's going to watch it anyways.
Yeah, as well she should. Damn it. Well, and maybe she's foreign too, so maybe she just doesn't get the humor.
Yeah, freaking Germans and their lack of sense of humor.
They just can't feel humor. Is that what it is? It's just genetic. There goes the German audience. Bye,
Yep.
guys.
Bye. They're like, nine.
Nine.
We hang up now.
So I read somewhere that the writers would actually go hang out at bars in LA and just listen in on conversations to get material, because there's a lot of basically funny bar banter. It's what Cheers is. It's basically a 30-minute show with bar banter. Which is what makes it great.
Yeah, it's true. They did actually would go and eavesdrop on conversations and come up with ideas for the show and dialogue. They sent Ted Danson to bartending school in order to kind of learn how to look like a bartender and stuff, because he's apparently in real life very different from the character Sam Malone. He's not like a player. He doesn't know anything about sports and that kind of stuff. But it's kind of funny because you watch sometimes on the show, people pour a beer and it's like half head and half beer. And you're like, come on, they work in a bar. They should know how to pour a freaking beer, like seriously.
Yeah, and you mentioned the theme song, and I think it's probably, I will say it's the best theme song ever for a TV show, right?
It's up there.
Dun, 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 and Cheers is gonna start, right? And then this buddy knows your name, and then the Cheers thing comes in, and you're gonna have some fun, right? But Night Court had a pretty good theme song too. It was kind of you knew where you're gonna watch Night Court because you start with the bass like a dong 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 bit a little near na 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 boom doom 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 na 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 ting ting. Remember that theme
Oh,
song? It's
100%,
pretty catchy.
dude. Yep, very.
So I think both of them had great theme songs too, and they some of the best theme songs on TV at the time, in my opinion.
Yeah. The theme song for Cheers was written by Gary Portney or Portnoy. And the producers actually contacted him about a different song that they liked that they wanted. And he's like, that's going to be used for something else, but I'll write you one. So he wrote the Cheers theme song. And the lyrics originally were a bit more complicated. And James Burrows went back to them and was like, hey, just kind of simplify it, where everybody knows your name, kind of a thing, very simple. And that's the song we got.
Yeah. Night Court is not as good, but it does have a saxophone solo.
True.
Na
Dun, dun.
na
Isn't it like dun, 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 something like that?
na.
And
Yeah, I think it's like a da, 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 ting ting. I love that shit. I love that theme song. It's a couple of my favorite theme songs on a couple of my favorite shows, and
Thursday night was the best night to stay home. You watch one show, followed up by the other.
yeah. And like I said, Thursday night's kind of lame, but back in the 80s, early 90s,
It was awesome.
didn't have to be lame, you know? So here's to Thursday night, and here's to these shows. I think these
Yeah,
shows are awesome.
totally. A couple more things about Cheers. They started this kind of thing on the show where they would actually get people a cab, so they wouldn't let people drive. And you don't really realize it because, I mean, it was in the 80s and people were driving all the time drunk, but they don't actually let anyone leave the bar drunk. They'll like take keys. Although, I mean, let's be honest, Norm certainly had left that bar drunk a few times, but you'll see a few times they were like, okay, Norm, we'll get you a cab home and that kind of stuff. So it was kind of a it was kind of a reoccurring thing where they really kind of started the whole leaving not drunk. Star Trek Deep Space Nine, Morn or Norm? Remember Morn from Deep
Oh
Space
yeah,
Nine?
he was the barfly in Deep
That's
Space
right.
Nine.
Yep, yeah, just kind of sat there all the time in Deep Space
Yeah.
Nine.
Yeah, Morn and Norm. Ah, did the inspi was he inspired by Norm?
Supposedly, yeah, actually.
Yeah, barflies. I think every town has one.
In yours, it's you.
N I wouldn't say it's me. There's a guy named D David Jeffrey. He's known as the barfly.
In the physical.
Yeah, like I don't hang out there as much as he, like literally like every day, and he's got his one seat that he sits at, and he drinks the same kind of beer, and he is full of trivia too. Every town's got one of these
See,
guys,
you gotta have
barflies.
one. Yep. Yeah, the writers, I guess, kind of got sick of the whole Norm thing whenever he enters a bar and enters the bar and they're like, Norm, and he had to come up with these like one-liners. And they're like, man,
Yeah.
we freaking think of these sinking one-liners all the time. 275 of them over the run of the series.
Hey, but you got to do it, man. You got to say Norm, and he's got to have his one-liner.
That's right. Anything else about Night Court you want to mention before we wrap up?
I think that's it. I was just interested to learn the few things, especially about Richard Mole. I really want to. I didn't know about this movie, Metal Storm. The Destruction of Jared Sin. It looks really weird, and it's something
Sounds
we need to
good.
check out.
All right.
Yeah, we need to watch it.
Put that on the list.
Yeah, but these are great shows. They have great theme songs. They both have great ensemble casts of wacky characters. And even though we were kids, I got the humor. Like I still like I even though I was a kid, I still love these shows because they were just funny. They were actually funny. And the laughter was real because the writers were good, the characters were good. So if you haven't seen these shows, you're probably young, because if you were our age, you would have seen these shows. So you should go check them out, find these shows, rewatch them, because if Milo's German wife can do it, so can you.
Yeah, well, she has no choice. It's either watch these shows or divorce. She's
She better
stuck.
say she likes Cheers, man. She
Do
better
I?
just at least fake it.
Yeah, we're on to season six. I think by the time we get to the end, she'll be converted. It'll be a little
She
brainwashing.
needs to be brainwashed.
Yeah, I
Yep.
haven't introduced her to Night Court yet. That'll be next.
Good. She
That's
can't
what I would
come to
choose.
America until she watches these shows anyway. Doesn't
It's
she knows that, right?
yeah, I mean, I'll need to make sure that she knows that, yeah, when she hits immigration, they'll ask her questions about these shows to make sure that she can properly live within the country. So, yeah, it's important. All right, audience, we're going to wrap it up here. Let us know which of these is your preferred show, Cheers or Night Court, since this is a versus episode. But really, they're both fantastic, so there is no wrong answer to this question. You can reach us on our website, the80sand90s.com. We're on Instagram at the80sand90s.com. And with that, we are out of here so I can continue to set my wife down and force her to watch Cheers until she submits to the greatness of the show.
Watch it. Submit.
You will like this.
You'll like it.